in case you missed it, on 92.1 Rock.
How's she going? This Ryan?
Yeah, it is, buddy. How are you?
You got Amanda there with you?
No, I got my co-host Vanessa here with me.
Oh, sweet. How you doing, Vanessa?
Good. How are you?
Oh, sweet, man. Thanks for giving me a ring ding.
No, we appreciate you taking the time to talk. Well, anyways, man, it's been a while since we've heard from the Foo Bar crew. What have you been up to? Band still going? Like, what's new, man?
Yeah, well, we were just giving her down there, in the Mac. There are things where, you know, you had your good weeks and your bad weeks in the oil patch. You know, I was doing a bit of swabbing here and there. And then, then there was that fire, and we kind of got chased out of there. And, now we're back in Cowtown, and things are, you know, and the Vice called us up, like, hey, let's, like, document this stuff. For like, okay, right on. So here we are doing it all over again.
I wanted to ask you about that because I got to watch the first episode of the new show, and they seem to pin a pretty big tragedy that happened in Fort Mac on you guys. Are you okay with that airing on television?
There's a buddy of mine who knows a buddy who used to know a lawyer, and he just told me to say yeah as my answer.
So you can't give us any details as to how it happened?
Yeah.
So Vice has been filming you guys because you apparently didn't know the internet was a thing until recently. How is that possible, man?
It's been around for a while.
It's 2017.
Well, yeah, I know. People are like, oh, you guys are the dumbest dumbs that ever dumbed a dumb hole. But we're like, yeah, we knew that the internet existed. It was just, like, really inconvenient and complicated to try and figure it out. So we just, you know, always ended up just giving up and not. It's like a lot of concentration. Like, if I were just to say to you, oh, yeah, why don't you go be a physician, you know, and go, like, figure out how to make a rocket, you know, you'd be like, well, I can't. It's complicated. I'm just going to drink my beers. That was me in the internet. I was like, oh, it's too complicated. But now it's a lot easier. You just need, like, to click on the computer, and it's right there.
It's crazy, man. Like, I'm on the internet way too much.
Are you on the internet right now?
This will be on the internet.
Oh, crazy.
There's some weird things on the internet. So is there anything you've come across that was, like, a bit too much for you or kind of spooked you?
You know what the weirdest thing is? Is how many Dean Murdochs are on the internet.
I tried to find you on Twitter, and I found, like, five of you, man.
Yeah, and like, a lot of them are acting like they're actually me. You know, it's one thing to be like, oh yeah, there's Dean Murdoch, he's in Timmins, Ontario, you know, and he works in a car shop and he's a mechanic, and he has like short blonde hair and he wears glasses. But no, there's like a bunch of actual Dean Murdochs that look exactly like me. They're like pretending they're me. They're like, oh hey, come on and give her with me tonight, I'm in Waterloo. I'm like, no, I'm not in Waterloo, what the hell.
So how do we know it's the real Dean Murdoch we're even talking to right now?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I guess, hang on, I'm going to do a rock kick here. Well, you guys can't see that because it's the phone. Yeah, pretty hard to say. You know what? It could be anybody. I really could be anybody. You're just going to have to use your ears, your ear power.
Well, I'll use my ears. This is a pretty good impression if it's fake. But we'll go back to the TV show here. So you headed down to Calgary after the situation. Got some money from the government. What did the money go towards?
Well, Terry was smart. He invested in a bunch of stuff that, off of the internet there. Like, he was, like, the wise one. He bought, like, a cardboard cutout of AC/DC. he bought, like, this really cool, like, ancient bugle horn that you can use to, like, summon goat demons. He spent his money wisely and invested it like that. And I mean, I'd like to think I spent mine even wiser because I invested in a rock album, which is going to come out actually for real on radio. And I haven't gotten any money yet, but, you know, that's what investments is all about. You know, it's called blind investing. You know, you get blind drunk, you choose a thing you're going to invest in, and then you just do it.
Well, you got to spend money to make money, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And boy, I spent it all in about a half hour.
Now, what about Tron? You guys still hanging around with that dude? I got to admit, he's kind of a jerk, in my opinion. I don't think that guy gives her as much as he should be giving her.
Yeah, well, he gets a hard, you know, we give him a hard time, and he gives us a hard time. It's kind of like, give and take, right? Like, you got to push each other, right? And so I guess that's why he's kind of good. But he's also kind of terrible. And that's just drawn for you. And right now, I mean, like, yeah, he's doing like the whole rap thing. And like, I don't know, man, like you might see him like on Much Music and you'd be like hosting like Much Raps 2017. I don't know.
But how do a rapper and a rocker get along so well?
Well, that's funny you should mention it, man. It's like you've seen the whole series, because there's actually like a show where the rap and rock, they like come to a head. And let me tell you, it ain't pretty. Like, it all kind of works out in the end, but man, there's like, it's real sticky at one point.
Rap rock, that's unheard of. It's
we even did a song with Tron. Yeah, it's called Thunder and Lightning. And what the problem was is we couldn't figure out who was the thunder. Is rock the thunder or is rap the thunder? And anyway, so yeah, it was one of those conversations, you know, that just keeps going in circles and circles.
All right. Well, now I do want to watch the whole series for sure, because I have to see that.
Yeah, no, that's one of my favorites. One of my favorite episodes is that one. That was really hilarious.
Vanessa had one quick question for you, though.
Yeah, I think it's really important. I know, I'm really curious. Where do you get your haircut?
Where do I get my haircut? Oh, whatever lady's willing to do it for free. I done stopped paying for haircuts a long time ago. I was just like, forget it, man. I don't want to pay for haircuts. So whatever lady I'm seeing, that's usually who trims these gorgeous locks.
Well, as long as it's free. It looks good, though.
And you know, it's kind of funny, too, because I end up being like, you know, using the old different types of shampoos because, you know, Dina, I'm like the littlest hobo, you know, I don't stick around with the same lady too long. So I got to, you know, toddle on down the road a ways. So I'm always using different shampoos and different conditioners. And I think that's probably the key to why it's so luscious, because I don't get built up from the same product.
You don't get built up from the same lady or the same product. There we go.
Yeah, exactly. Emotional buildup.
Well, people can catch the new show on Vice, FUBAR, Age of the Computer. Quick question before we go, though. We're in Timmins, Ontario. What's Diener know about Timmins, Ontario, if anything?
Timmins, Ontario. That's where Tim Hortons comes from, right?
Actually, you know what? Tim Horton is from about 30 minutes outside of here in Cochrane. So you're not far off.
Okay. You know what? I got to say, I don't know a lot about Timmins. I know I once knew this chick that was from there. She had curly hair. And so does everyone have curly hair in Timmins, or is that just her?
Well, there's a few.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
They use good shampoo, though.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? I'd like to come. Well, how far is Timmins away from the nearest, like, other town that I might know?
Sudbury, 4 hours north.
4 hours north of Sudbury. Okay, yeah, okay, let's do it.
You'd fit in, man. You'd have a time here, for sure.
Do people still just, like, hang out at the donut shop with long hair, like, looking for conversation, maybe more?
There is quite a few people like that here.
Sweet. Awesome. Sounds like my kind of town.
Thank you so much, man.
Hey, thanks for your time, man, and thanks for spreading the gospel of the show.
All right, have a good one, dude.
Hey, this is Adidas from FUBAR. You're listening to 92.1 Rock in Timmins, Ontario. Woo!